Ollie and Ruby. Ollie Simmons was good at maths, but Ruby Riley wasn't. Well, she didn't think she was. She sat next to Ollie, and so she just copied him. This was the best way she had found to do maths. She didn't have to think at all. One day, the teacher said, "We will be having a maths test after lunch." Ruby felt like a moth was moving its wings inside her. "Can I copy off you?" she whispered to Ollie. Ollie thought for a minute. "What will you give me?" he whispered back. "Maths test today." Ruby showed Ollie a stone she had. It was round and smooth and the color of the sea. "Okay," he said. "Give me the stone, then you can copy me." Ollie Simmons got 100% in the math test, and so did Ruby. Their names went on the top of the math champs chart. Every week, there was a math test, and every week, Ollie Simmons and Ruby Riley got 100%. Ollie had to share the top place with Ruby, but it was worth it. He had a torch, a key ring, a golf ball, and a silver box. Maths champs. Ollie plus Ruby. Cho. Jake. Anika. Jasmine. Olive. Martin. One day, Ruby couldn't find anything for Ollie. She knew he wouldn't want her purple headband. Then, she saw her brother's watch. She would have to take that just for today. She was sure Ollie would give it back after a while. But she was wrong. The principal came into Ruby's class. "I want to see Ollie Simmons," she said. Ollie was gone for a long time. Then the door opened. It was the principal again. "Ruby Riley," she said. "Come with me, please." Ruby felt like a bird in a cage. There was no way to escape. Watching a Komodo, the Komodo dragon flicked out. The principal told Ruby that every lunchtime for 5 weeks, she had to do maths. "You have to learn to think for yourself," she said. "And Ollie has to learn a lesson too. He's going to teach you." Ollie was mad at Ruby for getting him into trouble. Now he couldn't play soccer at lunchtime. Ollie was a good teacher, and Ruby found she could do maths after all. She never got to the top of the chart again, but it was okay. That was Ollie's place. Ruby let Ollie keep the torch, the key ring, and the silver box. It was to say thank you for helping her, and a big sorry for all the trouble she had caused.